Welcome back to another mailbag. That's right. We're here with your mails, with your voicemails. And we have three males here along with myself. Also male.
Just a lot
mail on mail on mail on mail.
Dude. We got
Don't Google that.
The Manimal, Bob Hauser.
What?
We got Dr. Ryan Madela.
Hello.
And the mayor, Ryan Mueller, all
in
here.
In session.
That's right, baby. So we're going to just jump straight into your messages. If you want to reach out and be part of this, thisshowistrash@gmail.com is the email address. And the phone number is 262-757-8567. Make sure you hop in here with questions, stories, whatever, anything you want us to react to, answer, hit us up, and you'll be part of this mailbag.
Or send physical mail to Bob.
Yes.
No. A cat turd, maybe.
No.
P.O. Box.
Send it to Madela.
P.O. Box 383, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. And I want to give a shout out because the guys, I was going through a little bit of a health scare about a month ago and some stuff fell through the cracks and we didn't get a chance to get on a mailbag and say thanks to Tim Hostler for sending us tasty cakes.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Pancake ones were the best. Oh, dude, they were good stuff. And also want to say thanks to Matt Mulholland who got us an autographed picture of the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, did he?
And one of his
I missed that.
That's awesome.
I got to look at that. I didn't see that
yet. In the other room. Nice. Says everybody's got a price on there.
That's awesome.
And then also thanks to DJ Campbell, who sent me a gift to use with my students at youth group, which was the Gospel According to Gen Z.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
Freaking
hilarious.
And so thank you very much for that, DJ. And so thanks to all the people that have sent in physical mail. I apologize we didn't have a mailbag at the time to cover those things, but we just want to say we appreciate it. You guys ready to dive into some email first? We'll start there.
Yeah, let's do it.
This came in, and I couldn't believe this. Might be one of my favorite emails of all time. It says, "Bad Movies Rule is my favorite show of all time."
Yeah.
The title.
Thanks.
"I am Ruben, 10 years old, and
hey,
I love your show. I listen to it every night as a podcast because it helps me sleep. I would sub to your Patreon, but I can't afford it. Crying face emojis. I just wanted to let you know I'm a massive supporter. I don't pay, though. I hope you reply." From Ruben. What's up, Ruben?
What's up, Ruben?
What's going on, Ruben?
Ruben?
Thank you so much.
So you're supposed to be sleeping, getting ready for school, and you're listening to us?
He listens to us. Obviously, he doesn't have a fish tank with a light on in there keeping
him
awake.
No, he's got a Bad Movies Rule nightlight.
That's right, he does.
We should have one created and send it to Ruben.
We should. Yeah, the problem with that is until...
I figured this out.
I threw this in the group chat last time, like, can you believe this awesome email? And I showed, and Ryan had the same thought. We should send him something. And he goes, wait, on second thought.
Immediately, less than a minute later, I'm like, don't ask a minor for his address.
So you're the reason why there were black SUVs outside the studio when I got here.
That was close.
Oh, my God. On second thought, Ruben, we can't send you anything. We'll all be doing 10 to 30.
But we do want to say that it's awesome that you listen to the show, man. I'm glad you enjoy it. And I used to have to listen to stuff, you know, to fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
So that's
awesome. Thanks, Ruben.
Be respectful to women, Ruben.
Absolutely. Take the enjoyment you can from the show, but maybe don't take everything you learn from the show.
Yeah. Do not apply what I say to real life. That'll get you life.
Yeah. Look, we got another email from Sean Tivnan, and he says, look, I have a much longer, well-thought-out email that I need to send you. But while I had it going, I'd like to add Pray for Death and Rage of Honor to the list. After listening to Ninja Assassin, I went back and started to make my way through the filmography of Sho Kasugi. So this is the guy that did all those ninja movies in the 80s and stuff.
Okay.
And so I'm assuming that Pray for Death and Rage of Honor are both old school Sho Kasugi movies.
Oops.
And if that's the case, yeah, we're absolutely going to add them because I love that guy.
Yeah,
it was. Pray for Death, Sho Kasugi, 5.7 IMDb.
Rage of Honor, just from the Google photographs that Brian Madela has shown me, looks incredible. 1987.
It's on Tubi, isn't it?
100%.
Probably.
Pray for Death was 85.
Yeah, 85, 87. Yeah. That's right in the wheelhouse for Sho Kasugi. We're going to get both of those added to the list. So, Sean, thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah, Pray for Death looks great.
Appreciate
After a peace-loving
this.
Japanese immigrant and his family become victims of a crime syndicate, a master ninja emerges. Oh, yeah, that's in there.
Perfect. Wheelhouse.
Great plot. We're already there.
Yep.
Speaking of Tim Hostler, who sent us those tasty cakes, we got an email from Tim. He said, look, hey, just listen to the Half Past Dead episode that just came out. It's crazy how Seagal can just control the dead to make them do all the work for him. Seagal.
James thought that too. James was not happy about that.
Steven Seagal is a necromancer. He's clearly studied the dark arts, and that explains his career. I ain't messing with no zombies, bro. Do with this information what you will. I'm going to go and lock my doors. Godspeed and good luck, fellas. You have angered the Dark Lord.
Hey, look, everything I touch comes alive.
I love it.
Nothing can stay dead if I need to serve my purpose.
I am death.
My skeletons, they want the punani. Yeah.
You'll die when I say you die.
Oh, my gosh. I love this email. This is from Michael Hill. He says, hey to everyone. Hey, Michael. What's up, man? I'm a history professor in the Kansas City area, and I love bad movies. I started listening to the podcast last July when I moved to Kansas City. I listen in no particular order, but only listen to episodes of movies I've seen. That also means I've watched some movies just so I can listen to the episode, like The Wraith and Mummer Man, for example. Yo, we got history professors in Kansas City watching Mummer Man and listening and The Wraith. Dude, that's awesome, man. You may say you're the worst movie podcast ever, but I can assure you that is categorically untrue. I've tried others, but yours is the one I always come back to, and I just joined the Patreon. Let's go. Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
Sorry you live in Kansas City.
Jeez. I will tell you this, Michael, as I'm reading this email. This, you say you're a history professor. This has the best punctuation and grammar of any email we've ever received.
It sounded very professorial.
You know, I usually have to do some doctoring. This is really good. I could give you so many suggestions for your list, but I'll just give you two inspired by two BMR episodes I just listened to. First, because I just listened to Blind Fury, let me suggest Lady Hawk, a 1985 film starring Rutger Hauer as a medieval knight seeking revenge against an evil bishop.
With Matthew Broderick and Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's what he just said. Those two are in it. Yeah. It qualifies because it's a lost money at the box office, but somebody have to look it up and see if
it's a Richard Donner film. I think it's a Richard Donner film.
If the ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, look at what the Rotten Tomatoes is for Lady Hawk. I appreciate it. Second, he goes, also because I just listened to the Cobra episode. Oh, so you just heard Bob talk about sharpening the knife with Brian Thompson. Sweating. Oh.
It doesn't.
Okay, so yeah,
IMDb is too high on that one, too.
Lady Hawk might be too bad. But either way, we'll put it on a good movies rule. We've kind of started to lean away from the box office loss as a qualifier for the show. Mm-hmm. But I'll put it on the good movies rule list. Anyway, he goes, because I just listened to Cobra, and everyone was disappointed by the final showdown, I want to recommend 1990s movie Blood and Steel. This is a totally total vanity project written, directed, and starring Mark Sweatland. IMDb description says this. When his sister's murder unmasks a hidden drug ring, one man battles through a gauntlet of kung fu experts in a thirst for revenge. Yes.
I like it. Blood and Steel.
It's 6.7, so we have to look at 6.7
on IMDb, but it has zero reviews on Rotten Tomatoes because it was filmed in the late 70s or early 80s and wasn't released until 1990. They held this in the can for 10 years. And I suggest this movie because it contains a fight scene that took 24 hours to film and is legitimately exceptional. Trust me, you will not regret watching this movie. Keep up the great work. Mike Hill from Kansas City. Thanks, Mike. We'll get those added on one list or the other, good movies or bad. No worries there, man. I appreciate them. Dude, guys coming with great recommendations so far. We're going to start go back and hit the phone lines here. We got some voicemails, and we're going to start right here because somebody wanted to clear up something that happened on our last mailbag when JP called in.
Hey, everybody. It's JP Dozier again. I wanted to make the correction. Ryan actually got it right. It is The Time Machine from my what movie did I watch?
Remember, you had guessed Time Machine.
Yeah.
He said, no, it's Timeline, but it was, in fact, Time Machine.
Interesting.
As James wanted me to stay quiet, but, you know, I told James that, you know, a blind squirrel is bound to find a nut sooner or later. So good job, Ryan.
So is a blind woman.
But y'all are doing amazing. And, you know, it was stated before, we are the worst fans for the worst movie podcast.
No.
Right on. I'm bound to make a mistake. I'm only human. Shut up. anyway, we're going to do a take two. It is time for Discord's favorite game show. What movie did I watch? Okay. So, y'all know the rules. No Googling, all that fun stuff. Here we go. This is the movie. This 2016 action thriller was directed by Gavin O'Connor. It currently has a 53% on the Rotten Tomato meter, but it actually has a 76% audience score. So, yeah, there you go. It had a budget of $44 million, but actually made $155.2 million in the box office. Some of the actors in this movie, Anna Kendrick, John Benthrell, or
the accountant.
I did that wrong. John, yeah.
It's the accountant.
It's the accountant.
Yeah. With Ben Affleck.
Punisher. There you go. J.K. Simmons and John Lithgow.
Were those two guys in the accountant also?
Yeah. You can Google it now because I got that 100% right.
This was distributed by Warner Brothers, and
see what he says.
It had a tag, some taglines of calculate your choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be it.
Do you like
nailed it.
I like that movie. Yeah. It's good.
What movie did I just watch?
It's actually getting a sequel.
Give me a little time.
Really?
Bob nailed you, dude.
So, if you got it right, good for you. If you didn't, so I actually watched The Accountant with Ben Affleck.
Nice job.
Ben Affleck.
Here. Yay,
right on. If you got it, bravo. High five, claps all around. Keep up the good work. I am about to head to Mexico. So,
good luck.
Right on. I'll be back in a week.
I'll
have
be
a good
back.
One.
Have fun in Mexico, JP. And thanks.
Have fun.
Thanks for coming out here and being like, you know what? I screwed it up.
Yeah. Thanks for being a dick about the fact that I got it right. I appreciate it. No, I'm just kidding, JP. You're cool. You're cool, dude.
Hey, guys. It's Devin from Ohio. Long-time listener. Second-time caller. I think it was James that said he was a big Jim Carrey fan.
Yep.
Well, I was curious if you ever watched the movie, The Number 23. One of my favorite movies.
I like that movie.
It only has... Well, it's one of its more serious roles. Like,
why don't you like it?
Like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yep.
But it's a thriller movie starring Jim Carrey. It only got 7% Rotten Tomatoes and a 56% audience score.
That's so, too high.
I could have hated it, but it has a soft spot in my heart. So I'm just curious if you've seen it. And like, what are your favorite Jim Carrey movies?
Oh, I can answer that question all day.
You guys have a killer... song for the mailbag episode. Bad movies rule. Yeah. Bad movies.
That's
rule.
A shout out to Ronald Anderson.
Yeah, it is. Ronald D. Anderson.
Yeah. Thanks for the voicemail, man. Yeah. Ron Anderson just crushed that one. That's a total bop. There's a Cartoon Clubhouse song on our Patreon that's really
good. Yeah. He killed that one too.
So, I can answer the favorite Jim Carrey movie easy. Almost all of them. Love Truman Show. Love Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Love Me, Myself, and Irene. Love, Liar, Liar. They're all fantastic. But Dumb and Dumber is by far my favorite Jim Carrey movie. That movie is one of the best movies ever made. Incredible. What are your guys' favorite Jim Carrey flicks?
Oh, man. Now I got to pick one.
I agree with you on all of them.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say, I think I agree with you, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber.
Why don't you like 23?
It's terrible. It's stupid. I know you love it. I know, obviously.
But what's terrible and stupid about it?
I only watched it once, so I remember very little about it. But I just remember not being like, it's supposed to have some kind of like central mystery to it. I wasn't grabbed by the mystery. It was kind of bleak, depressing. I remember there being a really weird sex scene in there that I was just like.
Because you went into it thinking Jim Carrey was going to do his Jim Carrey thing?
No, I knew it was a serious movie. Okay. And I like Truman Show is a serious movie of his. Man on the Moon, Eternal Sunshine, those are all good. But I just didn't like it. And I never went back to it. So it's been so long now, I probably couldn't even articulate well what sucked about it.
Yeah,
I just remember
really enjoyed it.
The feeling it left me with.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Favorite Jim Carrey movie?
When Nature Calls.
Yeah.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
This so Ace obnoxious. Ventura 2?
So obnoxious. So great. Your balls are showing. Bumblebee Tuna.
I believe they're saying she's not a virgin.
They could tell that. Him coming out of hit the best.
The rhino.
I just can't help
genius.
You notice you refer to me as White Devil. This is how they know you.
Just the
leave that part out.
the genius of him coming out of that rhino just is hilarious.
For sure.
Well, the baby rhino's giving birth.
Getting kind of hot in this rhino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
So tough to pick, right?
Yeah.
Because he's one of those actors that has been able to run the gamut from just off the wall, slapstick, hilarious comedy to more serious roles. I'm in there on Dumb and Dumber, but I think my favorite's probably The Mask.
The Mask is great. That's awesome.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber's right there too with it, but I think, you know, I'll give a slight edge on my favorite Jim Carrey movie, The Mask.
Perfect. All right, we're going to head to another voicemail. This one's from, looks like, our buddy out there in California, Eric Vallow.
Son of a...
It is 11:45 a.m. back over here in California.
Thanks.
I really, really was going to try and get out there to see you guys since it was only a five-hour trip.
No, bullcrap.
But...
Didn't try very hard. You're in Minnesota twice.
Got stuck in the snow.
No, you didn't.
Minnesota native.
You got stuck eating a turkey.
I ended up spending all that day waiting
for... You had a sloth in your pants.
AAA to
You're eating
out.
Turkeys.
come next time.
You say you're going to come down here. You don't come down here because you're too busy.
Jeez.
Not on turkey buttholes. You turkey butthole mauler.
No. Anyway,
that's all you do.
I haven't really called in.
I don't care why you called in. No one cares. You son of a bitch. I beat myself. And you're making me mad.
Kind of
come down to Minnesota.
Some place that gave me something called cheese curds.
Yeah, you stick them up your butthole. That's what you do. You take a pile of them. You stick it sideways and you stick it straight up. Anyway, your Minnesota ass.
Back on here. In
that's
LA
why he's so
I don't even know what he's saying.
No one cares what he's saying.
Semi.
Yeah, your mom's a semi.
33 minutes.
You sound like a transvestite eating a muffler.
Hour into this trip, but it was a full 8 mile trip. So
yeah, my dick's 8 miles.
Another hour to get to my destination.
No, it don't.
All right.
Thanks your call.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, we know what time he called, and that he's got about an hour to his final destination.
And Bob has an 8 mile dick.
Oh my gosh. Let's go back to the emails. our next email is from Jesse Gilmart, and he says, Good day, ladies and gents. Catching up on an old BMR episodes, Mailbag 29, the question was, what movie genres make for the best bad movies? And someone said, car movies. I've been saving this question because I didn't know if it was a good enough to ask, but now I have a lead into the story. What movie have you accidentally stumbled onto that you loved? 2010 timeframe, I was walking through the middle aisles of local Blockbuster, seeing what would catch my eye, and found a movie called Streets of Legends from 2003. This movie was nominated for 19 Independent Spirit Awards and a Sundance 2003 Grand Jury Prize, Best Picture US, and Winner of Excellence Cinematography. Wow, no idea what any of that means. This movie is Fast and the Furious done on a budget with real street racing over 6 years. I love the movie so much then that I bought the movie from Blockbusters. I love the car portion, but the acting is hot garbage. Maybe something to add to the list? Speaking of a list, you have to add Range 15. It was the largest Indiegogo campaign that any independent movie at the time. The cast is stacked, and who doesn't love a cheesy zombie movie? 4.1 on IMDb. Feel free to stream on the Rainforest app, YouTube, or he's going to even mail us a copy if we need to, from multiple Medal of Honor recipients, Dale Dye, Keith David, William Shatner, Danny Trejo, Sean Astin. Wow. Ron Jeremy is in this movie. Thanks for your time, Jesse. Yeah, so was there a movie that you accidentally ever stumbled onto that you loved? I feel like I've answered this before, but that's okay. For me, it's always Breakdown, that Kurt Russell movie I stumbled onto. I had no idea what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. Didn't know what I was getting into at the time. Was there ever a movie you guys just stumbled onto like that?
Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I actually stayed away from it because I heard it was bad.
Yeah.
I turned it on. I'm like, this movie's awesome.
Oh, perfect.
Love that movie.
It's a great movie. I know it's not like the original.
Right.
But it's very entertaining.
Anything for you guys?
I don't know. I feel like I like bad movies.
All right.
So I'm never sure that I'll watch a movie and I'm like, this was great. And I'll look it up and be like, everyone hates this.
My Dolph Lundgren collection.
So I don't even know if a movie's good. Like, I can't even tell.
Next email comes from Jonathan Golab, and he says, thought I'd weigh in on actors I hate that I've warmed up to. Kevin Hart, Devin Sawa, French Stewart. French Stewart.
Are you kidding me?
The frick, John? Justin Long, Patrick Dempsey, and John Cusack. They don't suck. They blow. They blow harder than someone trying to get out of a DUI.
That Ryan Matala for sure.
What?
F those asinine atrocities to acting. I hope they wake up to find Jennifer Garner's severed horse head in the bed.
Jeez.
Dang. I would like to wake up and just find Jennifer Garner.
I feel better.
I'm kidding.
I feel better getting that off my chest. On to a more fun discussion. Who do you pick to play you in a movie about your life? I got Jack Black, and my wife is going with Katie Mixon. I could see Jon Favreau as James, Scott Caan as Bob. Alan Ruck as the mayor and Kevin Hart as Ryan Madeline.
There you go. That's like
you got race swap battle.
That's my spirit.
You black now.
Kevin Hart is my spirit animal.
Who you got? Love the show. Keep kicking ass from John Golab. Yeah, dude. I'd take Jon Favreau.
I'll take Scott Caan. I got Hawaii 50. I used to love that show.
What you have to realize is I'm the youngest.
Yes.
And so I have five kids. So I.
You have five kids?
No, I'm the youngest of my parents have five
kids.
Yes. Oh.
So I'm the youngest of them. And so I grew up feeling like the most obnoxious person and had to be obnoxious to get attention. And so seeing Kevin Hart act like a little obnoxious person because he's little and has to do that to like get, you know, that's his bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, you could cast him as me. I'd be so happy.
Perfect.
Sure. Lauren would be happy too.
Perfect. Who's going to play Farrell?
Oh God.
Who's gonna play Kurt?
Okay, we got who's gonna play Ryan Farrell?
Would have to be someone that could play like genius level.
Will Patton.
Will Patton.
Will Patton will play Farrell.
You don't know what happened in the 2009 Oscars. I do.
That's right.
Oh my God, who gives a shit about the Oscars?
Perfect.
Farrell.
Farrell does.
He has he still has Oscar parties. I'm like, you have Oscar parties?
Let's head back to the phone lines and hear from
DMR crew. This is Rocky Balboa, aka the movie purist, the man who just is glad the movie got made. I just wanted to let you guys know, I was listening to another great podcast that deals with movies. How did this get made?
Yeah,
you
great
may
show.
Have heard of it. I want to tell you, you guys have such an influence on what people are watching these days because they just covered the one and only Gymkhana.
No way.
Let me tell you, they have their take on it, but it is nothing compared to the take that you guys have on movies. I really enjoyed listening to it, but it made me want to go back and re-listen to you.
What?
And your episode of Gymkhana.
Holy cow.
I got to say, you guys are doing a great job because I don't think this would have been on the radar for them had they not probably gone and listened your episode.
There's no way.
So, I don't think they know it exists.
Through, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on putting out these great, great episodes. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm on hour 8 of my 16-hour day between two jobs. So it's Friday.
Yeah, man.
I'm looking forward to a new episode tonight. Yeah. I save up all of my time so I can listen to you guys each time. I've already gone through your entire catalog. I'm probably going to start back at episode 1 again.
Oh,
sure,
dang.
I have something to listen to.
Wow.
Until next week. But, yeah, love you guys. Thank you so much for just putting out such a great show and positive vibes into the world. You guys are awesome. I could listen to you for endless hours. You guys are the best.
You need a girlfriend.
Don't be mean.
Nice.
Rocky.
I'm not being mean to him.
This dude's being
Thanks, Rocky. Nice.
All right.
That's awesome, dude.
Thank you. Honestly,
go grab a boob.
I think. First of all,
consensually.
Consensually.
But look, I think there's no way that How Did This Get Made knows that we exist. Big time podcast. I love those guys. I would listen to How Did This Get Made before BMR was ever a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would, I used to do this paper route and I would deliver it like late in like 2:30 AM going through a, you know, empty neighborhood. It's kind of creepy. And I'd be listening to How Did This Get Made. And I loved it. Big influence on me as even wanting to get into podcasting. So just to hear you say that you thought one of our episodes was better than theirs sounds like an insane thing that no one would ever possibly think. But I honestly, that means a lot, man, because I love those guys. So I appreciate that. And I hope that you've enjoyed your second. If you're in the middle of your second run through, it might get you to, take a while to get back to this mailbag where you hear your voicemail. But hopefully you listen, man, and just want to say thanks.
I think he listens to the new stuff as it comes out and he's using the back catalog as filler. That's how I took it anyway. That's
great. Perfect.
Yeah. Thanks, Rocky.
But I appreciate that,
thank
man.
Thank you, sir.
Either way, for sure. All right. Let's see what we got here.
Hey, Bill Gerstin. Just calling, listening to your The Phantom Menace episode. When you mentioned the episodes that qualify as a Star Wars, I couldn't believe The Last Jedi does not qualify. Yeah. I looked, it does. It has a 42% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, and it should. That movie is garbage. You got to put it on.
No, Last Jedi, I might have missed. If I said The Last Jedi didn't qualify, that was a mistake because it 100% qualifies. The Last Jedi is absolute abject trash. So I know there's lots of people on both sides of that fence, and so I've just alienated everybody that loves The Last Jedi. But that's just my personal opinion, guys. If you like it, great. Good for you. You like The Last Jedi, Bob?
I would – this is what I do with Disney Star Wars.
Yeah.
I would take Mandalorian, put it on a boat.
Okay.
Gina Carano, put her on a boat. Oh, she already left. Sorry. And I would nuke Disney Star Wars.
Nuke Disney Star Wars.
Well, have you seen the Book of Boba Fett?
I don't give a
That was pretty good.
It's all bullshit.
Okay.
How the betrayal of characters. I'm sorry.
Hey, BMR crew, this is the self-proclaimed Casanova Scotian.
What?
Chris Shameless.
The hell?
First time caller.
I like that Casanova Scotian.
I've been sending emails to you guys, but anyway.
Yes.
Bob, man.
What?
Dude, seriously. You're a man after my own heart. Seriously, man. Your attitude, you don't give a attitude, and just love it. But anyway, got a question for you.
Look at that.
Okay, so.
Love for
story
Bob.
Time first.
Thanks, man.
I was watching a movie with my girl.
She real?
It's called The Invention of Lying, starring Ricky Gervais.
Oh, that's pretty
funny. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good movie. I like that one.
But
that.
Beginning of the movie, it basically tells you that it's a reality where people don't lie. They're upfront, they're blatant, and they don't know how to lie. And Ricky Gervais' character is going on a blind date with a character played by Jennifer Gardner. Now he goes up to her house, knocks on the door. She doesn't answer. He knocks again. Doesn't answer. She rings the doorbell. She finally answers wearing this cute little cocktail dress, this little black cocktail dress. And she says, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you knock. I was upstairs.
She was upstairs what?
You ever have a moment where you hear somebody say something
and it
completely takes you out of the movie?
Because people can't, I remember this part in the movie, because people can't lie in this film,
right?
She says, I'm sorry, I was upstairs masturbating. Like, that's why she didn't come down right. She just straight up tells him.
Jennifer Gardner straight up says, I was upstairs masturbating.
Yeah, because they can't lie.
I got to download this scene. Yeah.
I was not able to watch. I focus on the rest of the movie because all I could think about was Jennifer Gardner in that cute little black cocktail dress. You ever have a moment like that?
No.
Anyway, keep up the good work.
Well, I mean, Sherilyn Fenn, I mean, obviously, the Wraith. She's gorgeous.
Thanks, Chris.
She's got shiny boobs in that movie.
Appreciate you, brother.
Maddo doesn't know what to think about this voicemail. He's looking for...
I downloaded the wrong podcast.
Hey, man, is your girl that you're with, is she okay? Or is she held against her will?
Only Chris can answer that question.
Please, Casanova Scotian?
Scotian.
No, Scotian?
Nova Scotian, yeah. Chris, Shameless.
Release the hostage.
Next email comes from Victor Calhoun. He says, hey, BMR, my name is Vic. I stumbled upon your podcast via a clip I scrolled by on Facebook featuring Condor Man. I was definitely not sitting down on the job, but then I went and found your podcast on iHeart, and I've been listening ever since. Thanks, man. Now, watching the movie of the week has become a thing at my house, allowing me time to impress my wife and teenager with such amazing cinematic endeavors. I look forward to Fridays hearing a few good folks talk about a movie they all had to watch. It feels like a kind-hearted bunch of friends, and we all need that sometimes. What a good...
That's nice. Very nice.
By the way, I'm just assembling brake discs for trains? Oh, by the way, I'm just assembling brake discs for trains every Friday at 10 a.m. in upstate New York. That's when I listen to the podcast. It fills my time between break and lunch perfectly. Keep doing what you're doing. It works, and the whole cast is great. Bob is cool, too. Thanks, y'all. Vic C.
Forget about it.
Thanks, Vic.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you, dude. Ben Cow writes in. He says, you guys love the podcast, listening to the back catalog all the way from China. I lived here almost 14 years now. Thanks for bringing laughter to my work commutes. Dude, out there in China listening to the show.
Yes.
My colleagues are getting some hot movie recommendations courtesy of your podcast. So I've just got one for you, which I'm sure you've already been recommended. Samurai Cop. Many thanks. Yeah. Keep dudacoffing, Ben. Funny enough, guys, Samurai Cop is one of the poll movies this month, so it has a chance to win.
I was going
to
say, it sounded like it was, I knew it was on the list, and so it wasn't on a previous poll.
No, it's on the one coming up this month, and it's going up against some pretty big hitters, like Transformers, and so I don't know if it's going to have a chance to beat it or not, but
I haven't gone through all my emails from the last few days. I'm sure the newsletter's sitting in there.
Yeah. Next email comes from Ryan Pfaff. It says, congratulations on BMR reaching 150 episodes. Thanks, man. Let's get him a...
There you go.
Yeah.
Ryan writing in again to commend and pay respect to everyone at BMR. It's fantastic. Creating in this world today is difficult. Seems like everyone's a critic, and there's so much negativity out there. Well, damn them. BMR is going to give them back their heroes. Let's go. Batman vs. Superman cast was great. No doubt Zack Snyder was a gift. I just wish he would understand beautiful imagery doesn't always make great films. I still like his movies, though, even the crappy ones. To the fellas, Bob, you are the manimal. Never change. Keep bringing it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
We want you all on that. We want you on that wall. We need you on that wall. Oh, a little Few Good Men.
Oh.
I imagine greeting Bob like Arnold and Carl reunited in Predator, after which he would test my skills in hand-to-hand combat in the Thunderdome.
No.
Right. Is that how that would go down?
If you want to go, we don't have to go to the Thunderdome, man. We can just chill.
To Farrell, I'd love to test your savant-like movie knowledge against mine.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, don't.
It sounds a lot cooler than
that. Don't. It's right. Like diving into the mind of a ferret up an anaconda's not ass. You're not going to understand it.
He came in last place in the tagline trivia, so I think the mystique's off.
Don't. He's still butthurt about the elbow fighting Batman.
He is. To Mummer, discussing our shared love for everything He-Man would be enjoyable and cathartic. Love to get your thoughts on my award-winning Man-at-Arms cosplay costume. Well, dude, you'll have to send that in. I'll make sure it gets over to him. And last but certainly not least, James, like Raymond Stantz is to the Ghostbusters, you are the heart and soul of BMR, an absolute beast. 150 episodes. You bring it every cast, even when you were talking about the worst movies mankind has to offer. So happy for your success, my man. Hey, I appreciate
that. Hit that button for yourself, man. James.
I'm
good. That button. Hit the damn button.
There you go.
All right.
He's blushing.
He's turning red. His glasses are breaking.
They're all steamy.
And to the rest of the cast of BMR, I did not mention, never quit, never surrender, keep up the great work, and here's to 150 more. My offer still stands. If you need an emergency sub or to fill out the kids' table, I'm all in. I only eat brown crayons. Hope you enjoyed the hand-drawn images I shared. Long live Masters of the Universe, Hulkamania, Saturday morning cartoons, and all the forgotten movies of the people. BMR fan for life. Ryan, thank you, brother. That's a great email, dude.
Dude, that's
thanks,
awesome.
Man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
awesome.
That for sure. Well, look, we appreciate you guys reaching out. I think we are just at about that time, unless you guys think we can squeeze one more voicemail in.
I have something to say. You guys, BMR Army, you have to campaign and convince James to get all the ladies of BMR on the show to do, what's that Pam Anderson movie? Barbed wire.
No way.
We got to get Lauren. We got to get Steph. We got to get Nicole to do.
We'll get those three on here to talk about Pam Anderson's barbed wire.
With me. No. Talk about Pam Anderson barbed wire.
There's no
make
way,
it happen.
Dude. There is no
oh my God.
Way. All right, we're going to.
Ryan at the medal at the kids' table.
There you go.
We're going to cap this off with a voicemail from looks like Josh, and we'll say guys on the next. That's not English. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Hey, guys. Josh Eglin here. It's my birthday, and I decided to spend it nursing a hangover.
Happy
after
late
last
birthday.
Super Bowl.
Oh.
Great game, but sadly, Taylor Swift won. But good movie trailers, though. Deadpool 3 looks awesome.
Does.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, awesome. Twisters, I'll be lying if I said I won't go see it, but
we'll
see. I got a strong feeling it's going to end up on your list one day. Either way, we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Right behind Madam
Web.
Hope
you guys are having a good new year, and keep kicking ass and taking names, boys. Later.
Thanks, old man Eglin. I appreciate you, brother. And yeah, dude, I'm counting on Deadpool 3 to single-handedly save comic book movies this year, so no pressure.
That's only Disney's first Deadpool movie, so what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, you never know.
Yeah.
Right? Hugh Jackman's back. They won't ruin it, right?
No, I don't think so.
There's no way they could ruin that, right?
Deadpool's first movie in the MCU franchise and ruin it?
Yeah. I feel like they're going to ruin it.
Of course they will. We'll see. I'm holding out hope, but I think you're right. All right, guys. Hey, if we didn't get your voicemail or email read, I apologize. We had a ton come in. There was a backlog because we had a month without a mailbag. So please don't feel bad if you didn't hear yours. Just send a new one in. It's much more likely I'm going to catch a new one than as I go back, it gets harder to kind of sift through and find the ones we haven't done. So just send us a new email. Send us a new voicemail, and we'll get you guys on the next mailbag. In the meantime, thanks to Bob.
Yep.
Thanks to Ryan and the other Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm your host, James Hauser. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
See you. See you. With the women and the heroes and the villains getting stoned by Christmas.
Schwarzenegger. You got nothing on these boys.